My computer likes spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Welcome back to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. To see the things we're talking about today, to see all kinds of great content, to see past radio shows, to subscribe to our newsletter, to do any of that kind of stuff and more, check out our website at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section, and there you'll find all kinds of wonderful goodies.
All the resources, yeah. All the previous shows, the archives, a lot of the audio. I'm actually trying to collect the audio as we speak here.
You can listen to it.
Yes.
You can see the resources. You can click.
24/7, Data Doctors.
Wow.
And if you do that, you might want to seek therapy. All right, let's go
Thank
to our weekly segment known as Geek Speak of the Week. Every week we try to bring you a little something-something for you to go to the cocktail parties and sound very, very technologically advanced. Or I guess if you can, you don't have to go to just cocktail parties. You can hang out at Starbucks, be at church, be whatever.
Yeah, wherever.
It's a place to sound very geeky.
And hip and cool.
And John, what is this week's Geek Speak of the Week?
Today's Geek Speak of the Week is Digitalia.
Digitalia. I like this one.
I like it too.
What is Digitalia?
Well, I'll tell you. It is defined as computer hardware and software and other organs of digital technology taken as a whole.
Mm. Organs of digital technology?
Organs yes. of digital technology.
Yeah. Parts is parts.
Items.
Yeah, all them parts.
Stuff.
So, give us an example of how you'd use Digitalia in a sentence.
Well, you could say, my Digitalia went haywire this last weekend.
Yes, we hear that often, except for people don't use that.
They don't use that word, but now you could.
Everyone calling into the show from now on can say, I'm having a problem with my Digitalia.
Yes, in fact, that I think we should make that a requirement.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's, from now on, let's forget the show being called the Computer Corner.
And?
How about it's the Digitalia Dungeon?
I like it.
What?
All right, I'm sorry.
Speaking of calling in,
we might get some different kinds of calls on that show.
We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now. If you've got general questions about computers, about technology, about whatever kind of consternation in your life, you can dial now at 602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR. We'll take the calls. We'll line them up. And then starting next hour, we'll, I don't know what.
No, just now. Yeah, just, well, we'll talk to Gordon here in a second. Oh. He's got an idea of spam. But before we go to that, our free download of the week from SnapFiles, what used to be WebAttack is now called SnapFiles.
Why would he change his name?
Who?
Marco.
Because W is after S.
What?
So he's moving up on the alphabetic list.
Wonder if he'll ever get to like really cool files. Amazing files to download.com.
No, it'd be AAA Aardvark files. this week we're featuring a program called Mail Washer. It's a very, very, very cool way to filter out spam before your email program checks it. It does require that you have what's called a POP3 mail account. Which means if you have AOL, forget about it.
Yeah, and
if you have Juno, forget about it.
When you download this program, if you go to webattack.com or go to our website, actually, it's going to be a lot quicker. Snap Files. What did I say?
WebAttack.
Yeah. When you download this program, here's two things to not do. Don't email us saying, how do I make this work?
Yes.
Don't call us saying, how do I make this thing work?
Right.
The reason why you don't need to do either of those things is because it comes with instructions on how to make this thing work.
Software with instructions?
If you're using Juno, if you're using AOL.
Who'd have thunk?
Don't bother. If you're using any kind of web-based email, pretty much, don't bother. Like
Forget
I said, it requires you have POP3, meaning if you're using like Outlook Express or Outlook or
Eudora
or one of those kinds of things, then there's a good chance you can use this. Read the instructions. It's fairly simple.
So that's one way to fight spam. Gordon's on the line, has a suggestion for another way to deal with spam. Gordo!
Yo!
Welcome to the Computer Corner, almost. Well, what do you think of the Digitalia Dungeon? Is that not? That's not good.
Yeah.
Computer Corner better?
Maybe.
All right, we'll stick with
it. They might
that.
Think we have some criminal past if we use that.
Well, we have the digital dominatrix. We got. Come on now. We could really play
I
up
see
on
this thing coming together now.
It's coming together.
Right.
Gordo, what's your idea?
Well, it's difficult to sort out spam, so I do the reverse.
What is that?
I sort out my good stuff and put it in another folder.
Ah.
Put good people in one folder, good companies in another folder.
Sure.
And now the in basket is much more spam thing, so I can go through it much faster and get rid of it.
You're doing what's called whitelisting. You're saying accept mail from these people and put them in these folders.
Yes.
So why has the whole world got to be about race?
Oh, stop. I'll start something here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gordon, great suggestion, great idea, and it does really, really work well, especially if you do a lot of email transactions with a lot of people that you know you're going to be doing those transactions with.
That's correct.
So the only
I still have to go through the in-basket and look for people that I haven't heard from for a long time that I don't
sure.
have on my list.
Right, but that's better than,
I knew I had them.
That's better than trying to do the reverse and just saying, okay, if it contains the word Viagra, chuck it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, Gordon.
Thanks for the call, Gordon.
All right, that's another effective tip from Gordon, and we'll actually include that idea in our follow-up newsletter.
You bet we will. We've got a couple of free lines open at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, another full hour to go. And now to the award-winning news with the award-winning Gail Bass, Digital Dominatrix at KTAR.
Hurry into Pep.